when I set up a community mural studio on the street, it feels like, in many ways, like a stage. So there's having the paints and the tools accessible so that people can work. It's the same thing that you do for your dancers. Before they show up, you make sure the studio is clean, you make sure the lights are on, whatever you need, you make sure the heat is on if it's a wintry day, like all that stuff, you're sort of accommodating for the people that are gonna come and participate in the art making with you. My name is Alexis Yamarino, and I am a community artist based here in Rockland, Maine. And I have interdisciplinary practice in painting, photography, and dance.
For over 6 years, Alexis Yamarino has made engaging art in the small coastal town of Rockland, Maine. From vibrant murals all the way to a public history project about the origins of the American-style donut, her multidisciplinary artwork stands out because it's community-based, meaning it's made with participation from the community. Rather than working alone in a studio, Yamarino prefers to choreograph large and small-scale projects outside and in collaboration with fellow Rockland citizens, other artists, and institutions. Which brings us to the heart of this story, a community-painted mural called Watertown. After receiving a Challenge America grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Farnsworth Art Museum hired Yamarino to oversee the mural, which she designed with Canadian artist Melissa Luke. Alexis Yamarino.
The elevation of the Watertown mural covers two walls. So there's one long wall, which is about 74 feet, and then the mural itself wraps around the back of the building for like another 20 feet or so. So it's like a 1,400 square foot mural or something like that. So the building itself is, I think, about 17, 18 feet tall. The volunteers that worked on the mural ranged in age from 4 to 81, and Winter Adams is eighth grader, who I work with year-round. She's an incredible, very active artist. She's one of the younger participating artists, but she is like one of the most committed, and so, you know, that's why it's so nice to have her here to share ideas.
Well, I really feel like this mural represents Rockland in the sense that the buoys, the fish, the lobster netting, that's part of what we're known for, our sea life, and I just think it's a good visual. I have to say, my favorite part is probably the sandpipers. They're just adorable.
Why the education department wanted to work with a community-based artist to create a work that children, adults, seniors could all participate in and create something that reflects Rockland's values. I'm Vas Prabhu. I'm the director of education here at the Farnsworth. And Alexis Yamarino was the perfect person for us to work with because she's a people person and she knows how to create these projects, which are extremely complex. It may look simple, but it's not.
This is the second community mural that I've facilitated with the Farnsworth. So
the idea came from a business owner who is adjacent to the museum on Main Street.
All of these collaborations really begin with essentially a stakeholder in the community, like a business owner or a visitor, seeing me doing work in the community. They might say, hey, we know you did a mural before. What would be the next steps for us to get involved?
The idea came from the community. It went to an artist, Alexis. It came to Kelly Finley, our public programs manager. It went to the director of the museum. We decided to go for it. So the Farnsworth Art Museum is in a rural location in Maine, and what we realized is that we really needed some seminal funding, and we wanted a funder with the stature of the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency, to help support this project. Because once we were successful with NEA, it meant that we could go to any number of people in Maine and explain, we have this fantastic funding, but we have to match it, and we're counting on you to help to make Rockland the arts capital that it is of Maine.
So when the Farnsworth approaches me to do a project like this, we work with a visiting collaborating artist. So we had Melissa Luke as the collaborating visiting artist on this project.
Melissa was really awesome. Every day I was working with her, she always had the same level of energy, and she always was like, go, 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 we need to get this done. She was just really excited about the whole thing.
Do you remember some part of what Melissa might have shared in terms of like actually setting up or using a tool or like when you guys would get lined up to work for a few hours?
We had to like get our colors into different groups and we had to make sure nothing blew away, which was always a problem for us.
Yeah, you're sort of battling the elements a little bit. You're checking the weather to see if the rain will come. You're also, you know, having to cover your paint trays with tinfoil or with other things because we're working right on the street. If a big gust of wind comes around the corner.
And then I would always just sit there and peel the dry paint off around the sides.
Everything is labeled and organized in such a way that anybody who stops in can pick up and get started. It's also inviting them into the creative process at a point where they're opting into the thing that's going to be inspiring to them. And that is very much like dance. You know, you don't put someone on a staccato kind of solo if they're someone who's a bit more inclined to do more adagio or partnering work. So you take that assessment of what a person might like to do.
Yeah, and I like having artwork for people to look at and admire and just have it as a part of their lives instead of keeping it all private. And I think it's good that we can share some of this beauty with the community. Growing up in Rockland, just we like helping out each other a lot.
There's some connotation of with Rockland that it could be kind of like a smelly working city. Like, you know, it's like fish packing and shipbuilding and a really strong industrial past. So, you know, we're here at a time where there's a certain revitalization that is visible in town in terms of storefronts thriving, music in the bars at night, and things feeling really lively. A lot of the resources are so centralized because we're a county seat, so there's like a certain energy to that too. Like the rec center I work is catty corner to like the courthouse is catty corner to the library is catty corner. Everything is right in really close proximity, so museums are also right in the fabric of all of that.
The arts flourish here, but everyone works really hard to make that happen.
Why does public and community art matter?
It's really about involving people and enhancing their creativity and creating something together that reflects the value of the community.
Already, when you just see like a young person holding a paintbrush in public space and they've, you know, been encouraged to do so, you're really just showing people the capacity that people have to make art.
I think it just adds color to people's lives. Like if someone's going through some tough times and they see this mural, I feel like it could give someone hope and just lift their spirits.
You've been listening to a story about the creation of the Watertown mural in Rockland, Maine, with community artist Alexis Yamarino, along with one of the many mural painters, Winter Adams, and the director of education at the Farnsworth Art Museum, Vas Prabhu. You can find many other stories about public and community art at arts.gov, especially in the latest issue of our magazine, NEA Arts. Special thanks to Scott Sell for recording the interview. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy.